Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the Indy Racing League teleconference. We have a special announcement today from Ray Hall Letterman Racing, and we have three guests on the line to participate in the call, including Ray Hall Letterman Racing co-owner and team founder Bobby Ray Hall. We also have IndyCar Series driver Paul Dana on the line, and Tom Slunica, the executive director of the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, which is a nonprofit alliance of ethanol industry leaders that have come together to grow the consumer demand for ethanol. So at this time, I'll turn the call over to Mr. Ray Hall and let him share the team's announcement with us.
Thank you. Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's my privilege and pleasure to announce today that Ray Hall Letterman Racing has agreed to terms with Paul Dana to drive the number 17 Panos Honda in this year's Indy Racing League Series, and to also welcome the ethanol and its attendant partners to our team as well. And we're obviously quite excited about being about partnering with ethanol, particularly as I note today that the price of oil is over $68 a barrel, so I think the relevance of what's going on in the Indy Racing League with ethanol powering the cars this year in part makes the relationship between us, I think, even more meaningful, I suppose. And, of course, to bring Paul into the team and to really give him the ability to fulfill his goals and to go out and be competitive, which I know is what he wants. We're glad that the two parties chose us to join with them.
Thank you, Bobby. Paul, you're coming back as a rookie in the IndyCar Series. You had the three races last year, and then unfortunately missed the rest of the season after the accident at the practice for the Indianapolis 500. But I know you're excited about this deal. Give us your excitement from your perspective, the importance of this relationship.
Well, my head's spinning. I'm so excited. It's a huge honor. You work your whole career to make it to the IndyCar Series in the first place, and then, you know, from there to try to end up with a top-flight team that can give you the equipment to show what you can do. And I'm blown away to be able to have the opportunity to work with a legend like Bobby and his whole team. Obviously, last year was a kind of a frustrating deal with breaking my back so soon in the season and not really getting my feet on the ground. So I've been working out hard, and I'm fully recovered. I'm stronger than I've ever been in my life. Mentally, my head's clear. I'm ready to go. And, you know, the ethanol industry, we're sponsored by a world-class group of companies that represent an amazing American success story. And our program was looking for a long-term home with a world-class race team, and we believe we found that with Ray Hall Letterman. And just a couple weeks I've been working with the guys on the shop floor, they exude that professionalism and intensity in everything they do, and it's real clear that this is a great opportunity, and I intend to make the most of it.
Great. Tom, you're executive director of the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. You guys have been working with Paul the last couple years, and of course, last year, first foray into the IndyCar Series. This year, in addition, obviously, to the change over to Ray Hall Letterman Racing, the league as a whole moving to the 10% ethanol blend, and then in 2007 going to 100% ethanol. Tell us about, you know, from your perspective, what this announcement means for the ethanol folks.
Well, without a doubt, the Team Ethanol is just thrilled to be partnering with the Ray Hall Letterman Racing team to promote this high-performance attributes that ethanol has. You know, consumers need to learn more about ethanol, and there's just no better way of proving performance than to be a part of Indy Racing. And all of the companies that are a part of our coalition, primarily our main sponsors that are helping to fund the race car, just couldn't be more thrilled with the decision and how this thing has come together in only our second year of sponsorship.